The basics of the state's Driver Responsibility Program, or DRP, are straightforward enough. When a driver gets a ticket for anything, Texas adds a surcharge to the fine and uses that money to pay for mainly rural trauma care that otherwise couldn't be paid for. The problem is DRP nets Texas about $145 million a year, almost half the overall cost of uncompensated trauma care in the state, at the expense of low-income drivers. At least that's what foes of DRP have to say, and there are plenty of foes, from a lively Facebook group to online petitions to a D.C.-based advocacy group called Equal Justice Under Law, all seeking to repeal DRP.
The Texas Driver Responsibility Program has been devastating the lives for millions of Texans for so long.
Phil Telfian is the executive director of Equal Justice Under Law.
There are currently 1.4 million Texans who can't drive solely because of unpaid DRP surcharges.
Equal Justice and the Austin Community Law Center sued Texas over DRP in December. The suit essentially says that the program has consigned low-income Texans to modern-day debtor's prison. Low-income drivers can end up owing giant balances for fines assessed from fines they can't pay to begin with. And then they lose their licenses, which greatly inhibits their ability to keep jobs. And state lawmakers don't like DRP so much either.
It's almost a joke.
Or it would be, says State Senator Bob Hall, if the effects of it weren't so devastating.
You got these people that owe $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 or more, and you know they're making $10 an hour, $12 an hour. They're just you know, say that's an astronomical number. I'll never be able to pay it. I'll just have to live without it.
So the money that would have been raised so often isn't, Hall says, because people who can't afford to pay hefty surcharges just don't. This session, he's introduced a bill to add a small fee to vehicle registration to compensate for what he hopes will be a scrapped DRP program. The legislature is looking to scrap vehicle inspections in Texas and essentially shift the current $7 vehicle inspection fee to be an added fee on vehicle registrations. With 24 million vehicles registered in Texas, that would translate into about $145 million. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan in Commerce.